Andre, we're meant to be seeing a reduction in greenhouse gases, but how much carbon is still being pumped into the atmosphere?
Yes, we're meant to be seeing a reduction since Paris, but unfortunately it's the opposite way around. We're getting between 2 to 3.3 parts per million increases in carbon dioxide every year. In other words, it's a record amount since Paris. And last year, we reached a new record of 417 parts per million. That was recorded at Mauna Loa in Hawaii. And we don't know the last time we had that amount. We have ice cores going back for 800,000 years, and they haven't really gone over about 350 parts per million. And we know about 2.5 to 3 million years ago, there were times when it reached 380 parts per million. And we also know that during that time, sea levels rose between 20 and 30 metres. So I'd like people to think about what that would mean for Sydney Harbour and Botany Bay, what it will mean for downtown Sydney. It won't exist. And particularly what it means for most of the world and our area in the Pacific, where we have cities like Manila, about 30 million, Jakarta, close to that, around 30 million, Bangkok, Shanghai, just go on and on. Or cities like New York, London, Miami, the whole of the Netherlands won't exist, Bangladesh. You know, there's 70 million people, 110 million people. You know, where are they going to go? We're talking about, just in terms of sea level rises, displacement of hundreds of millions of people. And some of the evidence shows that we could be looking at as many as 400 million by the year 2050. The other one is that the minimum temperature rise then was 5 degrees and up to 16 degrees. It goes up, you know, we're talking extinction events there. So we're in unknown territory. You know, human beings have been around for about 200,000 years. We have never experienced this level of carbon dioxide. And if we don't reverse it, we will be in catastrophic climate change. And it will be a disaster for us and the planet.
In terms of reversing the amount of carbon we see in the atmosphere, there was a recent proposal, I think it was an international competition, for carbon capturing technology. And I saw some people kind of pointing out we already have that technology, such as it were, forests, nature, plants that grow and they capture carbon, obviously enough. Are we overlooking agriculture? How important is it we look to sort of agriculture for reducing our levels of carbon?
Well, that's a really good question. And that, you know, that competition is, of course, put out by Elon Musk. And, you know, that they're all the people who essentially want to have carbon capture and storage. Now, the Australian government's wasted over $600 million alone on this and gone nowhere. And billions have been wasted on this technology. And at this stage, it was nothing. But you're right. We do have the technology. It's here, it's working, and it's efficient. And a good example of forests. At this point in time on the planet, we should not be clearing any more ecosystems. And we should be regenerating all ecosystems. We need more forests, not less. And the other one you mentioned is agriculture. And this agriculture has incredible potential, because something like, you know, 80% of the world's land are controlled by agriculture. So, and at the moment, agriculture is one of the greatest contributors to climate change. depending on how we set the boundaries, it's between 30 to 50% of all greenhouse gases are either directly or indirectly as a result of agriculture. But what we've been working on with regenerative agriculture is how to turn this around, that we can use photosynthesis the same way the forests do, to take carbon dioxide out of the soil, out of the atmosphere, not just put it in the plants, but use the roots of plants to actually put that carbon dioxide into the soil as soil organic matter.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the work you're doing with Regeneration International, some of the sort of key proposals that you're kind of looking at?
Okay, so what we've been doing with Regeneration International is getting awareness for regenerative agriculture. These are the many forms of agriculture that, instead of causing greenhouse gases and being a problem, mitigate climate change, and they take more carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere than they release. In other words, they are greenhouse gas negative. So what we have worked out with some of the best systems is that we can actually sequester, if we scaled them up, and we're not even talking about scaling them up over the whole of agriculture, but if we could just get 10% adoption of these, we could actually take enough carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and store it into the soil to start reversing climate change. I'll give you an example. At the moment, we're putting up about 25 gigatons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. You know, it comes from all the various human activities. And we need to start at least taking that down. You know, I know everybody talks about, being essentially, 2050 is the time that we become, greenhouse gas neutral. But, there's a report out today, and there's other reports out saying this is too late. We will already be in disastrous climate change. We have to start reversing it now. At 417 parts per million, we are way above the Paris target of 1.5 to 2 degrees.
Mm.
We're at 1.25 already. We've got a quarter of a degree before we hit, 1.5 degrees. And where we are now is already a disaster. You look at what last summer was like and the bushfires, and we're going to get more and more of that as we go into the future and as, temperatures rise. So we need to reverse it. And so how do we take 25 gigatons out of the atmosphere? Well, we can do it with good forms of agriculture. And some of the ones, the best practice ones that we have can do phenomenal amounts. For instance, there's a composting technique that was worked out by Dr. David Johnson in New Mexico in the United States called biologically enhanced agricultural management. And they could sequester around over 37 tons of carbon dioxide per hectare per year. And, take 37 tons out of the atmosphere and put it into the soil. Now, we worked out if we went and extrapolated that by agricultural lands across the world, that would be 185 gigatons of carbon dioxide per year that we could take out of the atmosphere with a really simple, basic, technology. And it can be applied to all farming systems. So, 185 gigatons is a lot more than the 25 gigatons we need to do. So, if we can get just a small percentage of farmers adopting this technique, we could easily start, meeting our 25 gigatons and go greenhouse gas negative and start restoring the climate.
Mm.
There are other ones. For instance, a really good example is a farm in the United States called Singing Frogs Farm, where they have a highly diverse organic agroecological farm, which is what we call no-till system. It's a no-kill, no-till system. It doesn't use any poisons to kill weeds. They plant the crops in mulch and compost instead of ploughing them up. And the research from Chico State University shows with this system, you know, if we extrapolate it across arable and permanent croplands, it could sequester 179 gigatons of carbon dioxide per year. And then when we look at grazing systems, and this is really important for Australia since really two-thirds of Australia's lands, actually two-thirds of all the world's agricultural lands are actually rangelands, grazing lands. And with what we call regenerative grazing, we can also sequester around 30 tonnes of carbon dioxide per hectare per year. And if we were to extrapolate that by the world's grazing lands, that's just under 100 gigatonnes. So four times what we need to do to start reversing the climate. And so what I'm trying to say here is that we have many examples of these sorts of regenerative farming systems that if we could scale them up, just say a 10% increase, we could actually go carbon negative tomorrow.
It would be incredible to see. Andre, we do have to leave it there, but thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Okay, look, it's a pleasure. And I hope people understand the importance of agriculture and how we can use it to bring the climate back to the way it should be.